Hi guys, this is CA, and this is CA's Random Thoughts. Hey, Stephen Pressfield calls it the resistance. Seth Godin calls it the lizard brain. I just call it fear. So here's the deal. Life is going to knock you down every once in a while. You're going to have something come along that knocks you for a loop. And it's not that you've done anything wrong or you've done anything awful. And it's not that life is unfair. Life is just neutral. And stuff happens. And sometimes really, really bad stuff happens to really, really nice people. And you have two extreme choices. Every time that happens, you have two extreme choices. You can give up, or you can get up. Well, so far, at least most of the time, I've chosen to get back up every time. And get back up, brush myself off, say, okay, what's my next step? How do I do this? How do I approach this? And way back when, I felt kind of guilty, honestly, because I'd had a really you know, pretty cool life, and then I've had some stuff happen. Actually, starting almost 30 years ago, some really emotionally traumatic things, and then more recently, the last several years, some physically traumatic things. Had to have part of my leg amputated on December 1st, 2011. My mom had passed away about a year previously to that. No, that's not right. Anyway, about 6 months before that. But that coupled with losing part of my leg kind of ganged up on me. And so the day before my 61st birthday, and I just talked about this yesterday, I completely bottomed out emotionally. I was just so done. And I spent the entire day before my birthday trying to kill myself. And God wouldn't allow me to do that, obviously, or I wouldn't be talking to you. And then like 3 months after that was like in June 2013. And then on Labor Day of 2013, I had a heart attack and I died. Died for about a minute and a half. I was staying with my daughter, Karis, at the time. She gave me a double fist punch to the chest. I probably helped get my heart started back up. But hey, God sent me back. And I was gone. And after that, I had to have quintuple bypass surgery. Then I had to have a pacemaker installed. And the recovery process after that was just really weird. And day by day, I just had to make choices. I had to either give up or I could get up. So I chose to get up. And I could even back up to right after I had my leg amputated. When you're missing part of a leg, it's a whole different ball game deciding to get up. You only have one leg, you know. It's like relearning all kinds of things. So that's kind of a bummer. However, on the upside, what I've learned is by continuing to be optimistic and continuing to choose to get up, I have continued to move forward in my life and make changes and make positive changes, and you can too. And I love sharing these kind of things because it's a pretty extreme, you know, pretty extreme. And sometimes I know that people end up in some really extreme circumstances. So you have two choices, two extreme choices. You can give up or you can get up. Always choose to get back up, okay? Just get back up, dust yourself off, and go at it again. We can do this, guys. We can win. Alrighty, hey, thank you for listening. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.